From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Madeline Brand. We here at NPR like to keep things fairly collegial, but if we're honest, behind the scenes, there can be some real competitiveness.
Madeline, call it what it is. There is trash talk around here.
Okay, it's trash talk. That's NPR's Adam Davidson, and yeah, he's probably right. At least some reporters like to show off and challenge each other over how good they are at making radio stories. And that brings us to our first ever on-air radio competition. We took three reporters from NPR's Planet Money team. You know, they're the ones who try to make sense of this confusing economy, and told them to show us what they've got. Adam, this was your idea, right?
Yeah, my wife and I are big fans of competitive reality shows on cable TV like Project Runway and Top Chef. And we at Planet Money decided to, frankly, just steal some of those ideas and bring them to public radio.
Okay, so well, like any good competitive reality show, there are the contestants, there's the challenge. The contestants were you, Adam, plus your colleagues David Kestenbaum and Hannah Jaffe-Walt. And the challenge was to go to the Fancy Food Show, which was at the Javits Convention Center in New York. And that's a big trade show for expensive, fancy foods. And let's listen to the rules as read by another one of our correspondents, Mike Pesca.
One, the entire time of your news gathering can take no more than one standard U.S. hour. Two, it has to be economic in nature, as you are reporting for Planet Money. Three, there has to be some reference or underlying theme referencing a mythological creature. So somehow a mythological creature has to be included in this story of the economy, which you will report from the Javits Food Show in an hour.
Wow.
Yeah. So Mike told us that we hustled over to the Javits Center. It's a few blocks from our New York bureau. And all right, no more. It's 3:30. Are we ready?
I'm ready.
Ready.
All right. Shall we meet right here at
1 hour from now? It's 3:33.
4:33. Bye.
All right.
Okay, so the three of you did come back with tape, and you prepared your stories, and we're going to hear some excerpts. First, let's hear from David Kestenbaum. He wanted to find out, what is the most expensive fancy food at the Fancy Food Show, and why does it cost so much?
Yeah, the first guy he ran into was David Marvin, someone who makes and sells maple syrup. And Marvin explained that, like Wall Street, if you're in the maple syrup business, you have to hedge against market uncertainties.
David hedged the old-fashioned way. He just bought a bunch of maple syrup and stored it. It's a maple syrup version of the Strategic Petroleum Reserve. And in recent years, it's made him money because the price of syrup went up after he bought it.
How many gallons do you have in reserve?
At present in our warehouse, we have a lot.
Come on, tell me.
Probably 500,000 gallons. Yeah.
Wow.
Wow, 500,000 gallons. That is a lot of maple syrup.
It is. And David continued on his quest for the most expensive food. He talked to cheese purveyor Lionel Girard, and David learned about this huge trade battle between the U.S. and Europe. Europe will not buy our beef because of the hormones we use, and so the U.S. government has slapped huge import duties on French cheeses.
But, you know, one day we will have American meat in Europe, and one day we will have more cheeses from France in the United States, and we will make love together, and that will be fantastic.
Okay, that was David Kestenbaum's entry. Adam, you were there too, and you went in a different direction. You found one of the least expensive products on sale.
Yeah, this place was so fancy, the Fancy Food Show. It was so ornate. Everything is expensively decorated. And so what stood out for me most was this simple, modest little corner of the show. It was the first ever Palestine Pavilion, 7 simple booths in a row, the first time Palestinian food companies were at the Fancy Food Show.
And the first guy you met there was Daoud Kasraoui with Kasraoui Foods of Hebron in the West Bank.
Kasraoui Foods makes potato chips and things like that. Daoud offered me a sample.
Oh, this is like a bugle.
Yeah.
Mmm, it's nice. It's got a flavor.
Yes. All right, I'm going to just come out and say this. That bugle chip was not nice. It was not good at all. It was awful. It was stale. It didn't really have much flavor, and I just was embarrassed, so I lied to Daoud and said it was good.
That is so rude, Adam. I mean, you're just beating up on this poor potato chip guy who came all this way from Hebron.
I guess so. But, you know, in the piece, I do go on to explain that as far as I could tell, he's a good guy. It's just that he was misinformed. He didn't quite understand what the fancy food show was all about. It's not about really cheap potato chips. It's about fancy food, which several of the other members of the Palestine Pavilion did have. Amazing high-end olive oil and za'atar spices. Really great Palestinian food.
Mm. Okay, so the last contestant is Hannah Jaffe Wald. Hannah found a mystery story right on the floor of the fancy food show. She uncovers several centuries of struggle to make vanilla beans a bit more cheaply in Madagascar.
She learned that for centuries, nobody could figure out how to get vanilla plants, which were doing great in South America, to bear delicious, flavorful seeds in Madagascar. They figured it out only in our lifetime.
They developed a method of literally using a bamboo toothpick and going in by hand and breaking that membrane and pollinating the orchid by hand. And that method is still used today.
Wow, really?
Yeah, this was developed back in the 1800s, and they still use that same method today.
And so you have to do that one by one?
You have to do that one by one.
Every single orchid has to be hand-pricked. You need a lot of people to do that, and it takes a long time. So ideally, you do it in a poor country.
Hannah Jaffe Wald, one of our three contestants in our reality show. You can hear their entire stories at npr.org/money. And while you're there, you can find out that little bit about the mythological creatures, how they work them into their stories.
And you can vote. The polls are still open. You can vote for your favorite. And we'll announce the winner on Friday's Planet Money podcast.
And you already have it up on your website there. So people are already voting. How's it going?
It's been neck and neck. Well, it's been neck and neck for David and Hannah.
Oh.
Unfortunately, I have been way behind them in the voting. But the polls are still open. I'm hoping the All Things Considered audience will see the wisdom of voting for me.
That's karma for being mean to the potato chip guy, I think.
I think that did hurt me in the polls.
Adam, thank you.
Thank you, Madeline.
That's Adam Davidson with the Planet Money team.